Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are back live now into hour number three. Bob Chapman coming up in 15 minutes. Jim, I'm going to have you back next week. This has been just too amazing, the information. You've dug up a lot of new info with all the other documented info in the book. In the 15 minutes we've got left, go ahead. You've got the floor, other key areas. Run us through into the modern times and what we're facing.
Well, to pick up where we left off with the concordant with the Catholic Church in Germany, the rumor is that basically they had reached an agreement, the Vatican and the Adolf Hitler, that if they when they conquered the world, that Catholicism would then be named as the predominant religion of the world. It's this type of thing that caused our forefathers in this country to separate church from the state, and unfortunately, in the last couple of elections, we've seen a lot of religious overtone and a lot of religious organizations who have gotten very active in the political process. And many of those people through the most correct instincts, you know, this is what really disturbs me is that, especially down here in Texas, we do have so many true conservatives. They want to conserve the Constitution of the United States and the Bill of Rights. They want to conserve family values. They want border security. They want less government, and they have the right instincts. The problem is they've been led by the nose by these neocons or national socialists who adhere to Illuminati philosophy, which is the end justifies the means, which means they will do anything to accomplish their purposes. They will lie, cheat, steal, pretend to be anybody or anything, even kill. This was at the heart of the Nazi philosophy, and they've now brought it to this country. And I think you and many other people are doing an excellent job of trying to rouse the interest and the focus of the public, because there are more of us than there are of them, but they've got us divided and distracted, and we must unite and act as truly free American citizens of all colors, stripes, religions. And what we have to do is find our common ground, and I think the common ground would be individual liberty. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely, Jim. Continue.
Well, and the thing is, that presents the biggest problem to this New World Order, the fact that in America we have a tradition of individual freedom and liberty, and second, we have a legal foundation for such individual liberty and freedom, namely the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. And by the way, any problem we're having in this country today is not because of the Constitution or the Bill of Rights. It's because we are not following the Constitution or the Bill of Rights. And then finally, the biggest obstacle is because we not only have a tradition of freedom, we also have a legal foundation, we also have guns. And so they have had to work very hard to disrupt and destroy the sovereignty and the cohesiveness of the United States of America. But they have been quite successful because, first, they gained control over the mass media. There are now five corporations that control everything you see and hear. And I'm not just talking about news. I'm talking about billboards and CDs and music and films and movies and cable and satellite. They're all controlled by one of five corporations, one of which, by the way, is Bertelsmann of Germany. This was a company that is still privately owned, and during the war, it was the largest publisher of Nazi propaganda for the German army. And today it controls all but two or three of the major publishers in the United States.
All right, so, Jim, got a break. Final segment with Jim Mars, then Bob Chapman to look at the economy. Stay with us.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. Hempusa.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay, call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Bob Chapman's coming up in about 6 minutes with economic news and information, joining us weekly. A lot of big developments there. Then, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts joins us coming up next hour, and we'll have some open phones and a bunch of news I haven't even gotten to yet. Up on InfoWars.com, we have more details of the Willie Nelson event. I couldn't bring myself to ask him to have a big 9/11 truth / anti-war, but a caller did it, and Willie told me, well, try to work it out, figure it out, we'll do it. And then I called up Jesse Ventura, they're friends, and Jesse said he will come if they do the event. Oh, man, it's crazy. So we'll be talking about that more later. It's all up on InfoWars.com right now. Now, let's go back to Jim Mars with his book put out by a major publisher. Jim, before you finish up, that was quite a victory to get a major publisher to put this out.
Well, yeah, that's true. And there were some tense moments during the editing process, and I'm not sure exactly how all that got overcome, other than that's one of the keys to this corporate control. You know, the definition of fascism is the blending of state and corporate power. And the only difference we have today is that in pre-war Germany, the state gained control over the corporations, and in modern America today, the corporations have gained control over the state. But the end result's the same. It's this fusion of state and corporate power, which is the very definition of fascism. And here's what's interesting. Alex, I know that everybody, almost everybody today, Republican, Democrat, liberal, conservative, everybody realizes that we're in trouble in this country and that we've taken a wrong turn somehow. And yet nobody seems to know what to do about it because they're, as you well know, they're all fighting with each other and pointing their fingers at each other. And the liberals blame the conservatives and conservatives blame the liberals and the Democrats and the Republicans and the gays and the heterosexuals and the Catholics and the Protestants and the Jews. And the, they just keep everybody fighting with each other. And I think that what I would hope with my new book, The Rise of the Fourth Reich, is that we can all turn and point the finger at the international globalist who first financed communism and then financed Hitler and the Nazis and are now building a fourth empire or Reich in the United States.
And they've written a bunch of textbooks admitting this. The Milner Group, the head of the Georgetown political science, Carol Quigley. I mean, we know what's going on. That's why there's so much confusion, because people can't think at that level for some reason. They've got to obsess. They can see the New World Order. And they think if you say it's multiple groups, you're giving comfort to one of the groups. No, it's like if five guys rob a bank, we're saying all five are equally co-guilty in this, and every major group, Israel, Germany, the communists, the communist Chinese, it's all New World Order, and they meet in these global crime syndicate meetings. We've stolen their minutes. We've snuck in their meetings. And we've got to come together against global centralized power. That cuts off the drive shaft of their system. Go ahead.
Absolutely. And we need to call them by their proper name. And it's interesting because they are the one group that is still politically correct and socially acceptable to vilify. They are Nazis. They are national socialists. And we need to identify them as such and band together and point the finger at the true culprits, the five bank robbers who are national socialists. They're Nazis. The Nazis are robbing the bank, and we need to make people aware of that. Wouldn't you agree, Alex?
Absolutely. And see, they created communism because they needed a evil system to chew up countries, grab things, fool the serfs to rebel against the old imperiums so the British could take those over. But it doesn't work as well as fascism, because fascism uses free market. It says every child you kidnap through color of law, CPS worker, you get $2,000 bonus personally. Well, they want to make $100,000 a year, and most of them do. They go out and steal kids. Or, you know, cops, you want to share an asset forfeiture seizure for violating the Constitution, taking goods without any proof or any due process, you get money. You want to be mercenaries getting $180,000 a year to kill innocent people and commit crimes and do all of this and run death squads? Instead of $20,000 a year as some grunt, okay, we'll do it. And so that is the fascist system. It is a piratical, booty-sharing, loot-sharing system.
Absolutely. And that is the very system that they are trying to impose on the United States of America. And if the American people don't wake up pretty soon and throw off the yoke of political party partisanship and start standing up for true freedom and liberty, then, you know, we're going to all end up in the camps.
Exactly. Our movement, and it's turned in on itself in so much COINTELPRO, while it's blasting forward, expanding, there's these pockets of festering infighting. Folks, it has to stop. I mean, we know they're taking our liberties, attacking our Bill of Rights. We know we can stand for that. We can stand against wars, against innocent nations. We all have to agree on that now and wake up as many people as you can instead of standing around pontificating about, you know, who's got it honed down the best. I'm telling you, I just cover the pure research. I go where the facts lead me. And what Jim Mars is saying is the absolute truth. It is what the evidence shows. It is history. And you try to explain to people that the Zionists worked for the Nazis and the Nazis worked for the British. And, I mean, you try to explain that they worked for the Rothschilds. People just can't figure that out. It's too bizarre. These people are slick. We have their documents. We know. Get the book in better bookstores everywhere, The Rise of the Fourth Reich by Jim Mars, already multiple-time best-selling author, incredible researcher. It's available on Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Get The Rise of the Fourth Reich. We have it in stock. It's sold out some places. Again, make this book big. Order multiple copies. This cracks the code. This breaks down what I've been trying to tell you. People make fun of me. I say, doesn't matter if it's top Zionists, top Catholics, Protestants. It's just like you'll see Pat Robertson with Al Sharpton saying global warming's real, pay a global tax. They're all together. You can read the Margaret Sanger stuff where they went and hired black leaders to, you know, to fool the blacks into following them. They are slick. Jim and I are risking our lives to do this and dedicating our lives. This is not a game. You better get serious and get your head screwed on, because if you don't, folks, they're going to win and it's going to be bad. Jim Mars, I want to. You only scratch the surface of your book because I've read it. I want to have you back on next week for 2 hours, Jim, to really, because we only got in the first third of it. I want to get into what's happening in the modern times, the Bushes, all of it. Okay, Jim?
Right. We need to get into the drugging of America, the dissolution of our education system.
The family, the Nazis did it all.
Oh, yeah. And they're following the same game plan is what's so incredible. They're not even altering their tactics. They're doing the same thing they did in Germany, and it's working over here. In my study of Hitler and the Third Reich, my biggest question was, how could those Germans, who in the 1930s were among the most educated and cultured people in the world, how could they allow themselves to get sucked into Hitler and the Holocaust and everything else that happened? And now I understand it, because it's happening here.
Exactly. And again, Germany with the PhD, the British with the social working system, the U.S., they all shared info. It is an amalgamation. And
look at our choice today. We're in an election year, and you can vote for Obama, Barack Obama, who is backed by Zygmunt Brzezinski and his son and the Trilateral Commission, or you can vote for McCain, who's backed by Henry Kissinger and the Council on Foreign Relations. And the Council on Foreign Relations, of course, was the progenitor of the Trilateral Commission. So you get to choose between Tweedledee or Tweedledum, and they're both controlled by the same folks.
Yeah, you get to shoot yourself with two different brands of 45 hollow point. Thank you so much, Jim. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. Bye-bye.
There goes Jim Mars. I appreciate Bob Chapman coming on a bit late with us for the rest of the hour. We'll open the phones up at the bottom of the hour. Ron Paul came on during the middle of Jim's interview, so things got a bit askew. Bob Chapman, the internationalforecaster.com, at one time the biggest gold and silver broker in the world, had the biggest newsletter in the world, retired for a while, came back. It is the internationalforecaster.com. He was colleagues with Gary Allen, helped put out the book, None Dare Call a Conspiracy. He is one of the only living icons of the Patriot movement that is the progenitor of so much of what we're witnessing today. I want to get into economics in 4 minutes when we come back from break, but you've been on hold for about six or seven listening to Jim Mars. You worked in intelligence in Europe before you got into brokerage and the stock market. What is your take on what you heard us talking about?
I think it's absolutely correct. I felt like a voice in the wilderness 8 years ago when I started to describe the direction which the Illuminati was headed, which was deeply into fascism. And I'm so glad to see others have picked it up along the way as well. We need all the voices we can to tell the people the truth, and that's exactly what it is.
Absolutely. What do you want to cover when we get back from break? So much has happened since you were on Monday.
The market's getting taken apart today. I've got some commentary I can make on gold and silver and why it's acting the way it is. And just wherever it leads us, you know.
We'll be taking calls on the economy with Bob Chapman at 1-800-259-9231. It is a live radio show, the 24th of July, 2008, on this Thursday edition, 1-800-259-9231. We got about a minute and a half towards break, but Bob, go ahead and get started.
Well, first of all, we saw today a continued attack on gold and silver, and I cover what transpired in this Saturday's issue, which you all can get a free copy of if you're not subscribers, under the gold section. And what happens is, and happens frequently, is that the commercials in the gold and silver markets, they sell calls to people. And there's a call to purchase gold or silver at a future price up until a certain date. And that certain date this month is this next Monday. And so gold was deeply, and silver to some extent, into the money on these calls. And so the commercials, and of course the CFTC is looking right at them, and they're pounding the price down so they don't have to pay these people.
Bob, stay there, and let's put it in layman terms, because of I can follow you, but I've been studying this for a while. Other folks may not be able to follow you. So in layman terms, when we get back, what's happening and why this is so important? They try this all the time. It's not going to work. We'll also be taking your phone calls, as I said. Bob Chapman, the international forecaster, is our guest. Be sure and check out my websites, PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.net.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting the countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at InfoWars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49, for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Warning! The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. Germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. Germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone. 800-492-1073. Payment plans available. 800-492-1073. Germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
Okay, Bob, what is going on with the rigging of these markets that by their very design are insider trading cash machines for the elite, and of course the public pays as the suckers?
Well, as I was discussing, we have a group of people who are called commercials, who are traders on the COMEX in both gold and silver, and they sell to the public calls. And like you can buy a call to purchase gold at $920, and you pay a fee for that. And when the term is up, usually a month and a half or 2 months hence, then if the price of the gold is $950, you've made some money for yourself. And when we see, and this is very prevalent in August, which is at the end of the July month, and also in December, these are the big months historically. And when you see a great many contracts or options that have been sold to people are what they call in the money. In other words, they're profitable. What happens is, like clockwork, with the CFTC, the Commodity Futures Trading Corporation, standing by watching them do this market rigging, they drive the price down like they just did from $980 to $920 an ounce and wipe out the profits of all of those people who have those call options. And that's one of the reasons why we saw this recent correction. And those contracts terminate on Monday, so there's only two trading days left after today, and then the pressure will be relieved and gold will turn around along with silver and go right back up again. And sometimes the United States government is behind that doing it, and sometimes they're not. And more often than not, they are. We can't prove that because when we question government, they won't tell us that because we don't have a need to know, and it's a secret.
What is the mechanism, and they'll occasionally lop the head off of some mid-level person or some low-level person like Martha Stewart involved in nothing while the main crimes go on to throw somebody to the wolves. Naked shorting, what is the predatory mechanism? And we know they don't just do things to keep new money or new elites down and smaller, faster moving, more aggressive companies down. What is the mechanism profit-wise for the naked shorting of companies that are smaller?
Well, shorting, in order to short, you bet a stock is going to go down. And let's say it's IBM and IBM's 100. And you want to bet on 100 shares on the short side of the market that IBM is going to go down. But in order to do that, the brokerage firm that you're with must be able to borrow that stock. And you pay a fee to borrow that stock from somebody else. That's the way the system works. And if you don't do that, you've got a naked short. Now, there's two profit centers here, basically. The first one is the bank, the brokerage firm, the investment bank, who lends the stock, gets paid for it. The client whose stock that they borrow doesn't get paid for it. They call it a hypothecation agreement. And so what the banks, the brokerage firms, et cetera, have been doing is, let's say 1,000 people came to them and wanted to borrow 100 shares of IBM stock. And let's say they only had 100. What they were doing and are doing today is lending 1,000 people that 100 shares of stock. And they're getting paid for it, that fee. And at the same time, they're allowing all these people to go naked short. And some of them aren't aware that they're naked short and some are. The second phase of that is in trading departments. I belonged to the L.A. Traders for 25 years, and I was a professional trader as well as a stockbroker. And in doing transactions in particular stocks, if you initiate a short, you're supposed to have that stock available in-house or from somebody else to be able to borrow if, as a trader, you're shorting. Well, these traders don't want to bother to find out because they're going 50 miles an hour whether they get the stock in-house or not. They just do the trade. And so very, very often they know that they're naked short, but they don't care because nobody ever calls it on it. So that's another profit center. The most important part of naked shorting to me is the ability of large companies at the behest of the United States government to drive down the prices of specific stocks.
Stay there. Bob Chapman, more on this and a lot more. The Economic Outlook, your phone calls, straight ahead, 1-800-259-9231, Infowars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You've been there. Have a few drinks and you wake up feeling a bit fuzzy. So keep your body in tune. Next time, try Drinkin' Mate Hangover Defense with all-natural guava leaf extract. Its proven patented formula helps defend against and prevent alcohol's nasty side effects. Drop just one Drinkin' Mate tablet in the water and you can hear it work. And it works fast. That Physio here is rushing those nutrients to your system, accelerating your body's response to a few drinks. People in Asia have used guava for centuries to keep the body healthy. Now, scientific research shows taking Drinkin' Mate before, during, or immediately after drinking helps prevent queasy stomach, headache, and dehydration. So keep your body in tune and still have fun while having a few drinks with all-natural Drinkin' Mate, nature's great-tasting defense against hangovers. Find Drinkin' Mate at holiday stores.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse?
A world economic collapse could come any day.
Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs?
Question:
do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound.
Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited.
Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system.
Without water, you die.
It's all online at survivalistseeds.com.
Are you prepared?
That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become
property of the new world order.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
John, Chris, Matt, Mark, Scott, and others, your calls are coming up in 5 minutes. Continuing, Bob Chapman, with what you were breaking down there with the naked shorting and what's happening and why they do it to drive down certain key stocks at certain times, and then other important things that are happening in the market, and then I want to go to some calls, sir.
Okay, and so they do target specific stocks, like the gold and silver shares, but more than that, they target small companies. And the reason why is they want them out of business. And the reason they want them out of business is that they want all the money to flow to the New York Stock Exchange stocks or the big capitalization stocks, and they don't want anything in between. And that's why the SEC chases down mid-tier and lower, smaller brokerage firms and harasses the heck out of them.
Yeah, the big firms could be cutting women's heads off on national TV, having sex with goats. I mean, you know, whatever. Just the wildest stuff in front of everyone. That's okay. But if a mid-sized firm has a crooked toenail, they're going to have SWAT teams coming on them.
That's right. And the little brokers, they just absolutely drive them all out of business. I mean, I've seen instances where they've taken the list of customers of a broker, and the SEC and the NESD have called them trying to get the clients to bring some sort of charge against the broker. It is unspeakable what they do. And so that's all part of that syndrome. So naked shorting is used to make a lot of money and drive down the price of a stock, sometimes to zero.
Now, Bob, there's so much going on. What is most important for listeners to be aware of that's happening economically right now? Like, what's going on with the oil going down by $25 a barrel?
Oil went down for two reasons. Number one, there was a massive margin, a margin call, and there was a very large firm which just went bankrupt, and they were long oil, and they got caught. They had to cover their shorts, and that drove the price up, you know, to $147 a barrel. When that happened, producers stepped in and started selling oil forward. Mexico was one of the big sellers, and they drove oil back down again. They thought that was a good price to sell their oil out, and that's natural. Anyway, I think oil has support level 120, 125. I think we've seen, again, a short-term, intermediate-term bottom on gold and silver. It's a buy-in here at these levels. They banged it and banged it and banged it today, and they came right back again. And so I like the positions. Incidentally, there's a reverse head and shoulders on gold, and it's about ready to fly. And so
folks that don't understand, they believe it was the summer peak, as they do in the cycle. People are going to think now that $4 a gallon is great, and the next summer it'll be $5, $6 a gallon, and then we'll then go back in the winter back down to $4.50, and people think it's low. That's the cycle. Look at the 7-year graph on oil. And so you're saying they dumped a whole bunch of oil, Mexico and others, on the market at its peak. That created a glut for a time. And then now we will see oil prices not peak again above 147, 150 until next summer? Or do you think because of dollar implosion, we're going to see that earlier?
It's hard to say, but I don't see it going down much either. An absolute bottom would be $80. More likely, it'll trade between 1 and 150. And that's, of course, if there's no wars going on, that are new wars.
So if like the war happens, different analysts say different things. Some OPEC says unlimited. Others say $8 a gallon's conservative. What are we going to be paying if they blow the hell out of that place?
Well, I would think oil would probably go to $300. And what that translates into gasoline, I don't know. But
$9.
I don't think it would stay there for a long time, Alex. I think it would be a temporary thing, just like it was back in the 70s. You know, that didn't last very long, and it was of a different nature.
How bad would a 3 or 4 month run of $8, $9 a gallon, what would that do to the economy?
Well, it certainly would affect GDP. It would probably take it down about 0.5 or 1%. And it's already 2.5% minus, irrespective of the phony numbers our government puts out. And, you know, they are even calling for growth for the third quarter of 0.05%, which is 0.5%. And that's just not so. I'm looking for a -3. But you'll never see that because the government fudges their figures.
That's right. The economy is in massive contraction, and they're running around saying it's milk and honey in the streets, and it's a conspiracy theory if you don't love it.
That's correct. And, you know, they just ran the stock market up 900 points, and mostly behind that were the big brokerage firms on instructions from Treasury and the Fed. And, of course, both of them were in manipulating the market at the same time. And yesterday, the market started to run out of gas on the upside, and today it's down over 200 points.
Why is October and November the time that we normally see massive stock reductions, and what do you think we're going to see this fall?
Why is it? I think it's historical more than anything else, but I think people are starting to realize. A report came out today from the head analyst, Merrill Lynch, said that earnings were not going to be nearly as good as people thought they were going to be, and he expected the market to sell off, and that's a logical conclusion. But I think the market's going to get hit again in October, irrespective of the election, because the people behind the throne, so to speak, don't care who's elected. Yeah. They control them both.
37% drop in projected profits for American Express, one of the supposedly safer, more conservative credit card lending groups. We have all these other economic numbers of factory shutdowns, businesses contracting, the inflation, they're not being able to keep that under wraps. It's old folks are now on fixed incomes getting really upset. Can you talk about that and tie it into the bank runs we're seeing and give us a six-month forecast on what we're going to see, then we're going to go to calls.
Well, I think we can go sideways to lower in the markets. I think gold and silver will go higher. Inflation will officially go higher. It's now 13.25% by my numbers. We're going to see more hijinks. Did you have Ron Paul on today, did you say?
Yes, I did. They're having an emergency meeting about all the oil manipulation today.
Yeah, I saw part of that. And one of the things that Ron brought out was in this legislation that they're passing to bail out the banks and Fannie Mae, what they tucked into that thing was that if you're using credit cards, the IRS wants a copy of all of your transactions. And what they're trying to do there is back into and net asset audit you by using those statements. That's what they're up to.
Well, it's
no,
an automatic
not with
reporting
that yet,
system.
But,
it's an automatic reporting system.
Exactly. And what you want to do is stop using your credit cards. Only use them when you must. Do business in cash. And that'll shut off the IRS at the pass.
Well, here's another horrible piece of news. ABC News is reporting that big gas station chains, because their insurance companies and others tell them do it, they do it. That's how this corporate fascism works. Are saying you're going to have to register everywhere to buy gas and use a credit card. They're saying they're not going to be accepting cash. So, I mean, they're really
claiming. I saw that this morning.
I mean, they're not playing around. I mean, this is it.
Well, we know what to do, and that is to inform everybody of what they're doing so the people rise up, and it will happen. We're on the right track. We got them on the run. They know they've missed again. On this time, we're not going to let them get away.
Well, here's the deal. They know going into a huge recession already in it and in a depression guaranteed the next 3 years, there have more cops, more tickets, more taxes, more regulations. They know we can't pay it. And then now tracking all of our purchases, instant uploads, tracking everything you do, not just to tax you, but to have your behavioral records in there, learning about different relationships, destroying black markets, which are the only thing that keeps us alive, whether it's mowing yards or garage sales. New environmental taxes, I mean, they aren't going to stop, Bob. What do you think's behind this just squeezing and going, just destroying us?
It's a control of all of our assets, knowing where everything is. That's what they've been doing for the last 8 years, even among multimillionaires who, some of whom, have been hiding their assets offshore. And they want to corral all that money so they can control it. And I expect that if this Lieberman bill is passed, which would limit any entity, particularly pension funds, from buying more agricultural or energy commodities than government thought was necessary, I think that that bill will eventually lead to currency controls. And that means you won't be able to move your money out of the country or be in the foreign exchange market unless the government allows you to.
Well, you'll have to go through their selected pet puppies and then get a bigger cut to them.
And that's J.P. Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, Lehman Brothers, you know, the same old group of criminals.
Unbelievable. Let's take calls. I love the grab bag of questions that come out. John in Virginia, you're first out of the hat. Welcome. You're on the air worldwide.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. Appreciate it.
You bet.
I was calling talk about the Bible, but I was asked to relate it to the Federal Reserve since Mr. Chapman's on the air. And so my point is that the Federal Reserve, I agree with you, that's a form of enslaving the people by letting the bankers print the money and then lend it to us. However, you say that the Bible is all about fighting evil. A few Bible quotes, if I could just quote Titus chapter 2, verse 9.
Go ahead.
Urge bond slaves to be subject to their own masters.
Look, I know you're looking for a reason to lay down and do nothing, so do nothing. That's fine. That's your choice. Just please don't tell us to lay down and do nothing, okay?
How about the Word of God?
Yeah. Well, you can twist the Bible however you want. There's a million places in the Bible where it says stand up against tyranny. Why did the disciples get killed? Why did prophets get killed or be put in prison? Why didn't they mind the king when he said, you know, do this or I'll put you in the lion's den? Look, I am not going to have some crazy excuse, you know, for not standing up here. I appreciate your call, sir. And if you don't like the radio show, don't tune in or go write lies about me on the Internet or whatever you want. I am not going to stand by while DynCorp kidnaps little children, okay, for sex slave rings. I am not going to stand by while they rape the dollar and the economy. I am not going to stand by where they taser people to death four or five times a day. I am not going to stand by while they try to start World War III with Iran and then tell me that it's in the Bible. Bob?
You got any comments to that, John? You know, everybody can find a reason to avoid things.
What about the Word of God? That's all completely twisted. That's it. Call my uncle right now. He's our Bible scholar. I want to get him on. John, you got the number from the other day. Let me just IM it to you and get him on for 5 minutes for the next hour when Dr. Roberts comes on. I just can't handle it anymore. I just can't handle it. I mean, we are going to hell in a handbasket, and Americans look for any excuse to lay down. They said Hitler... Romans 13 lay down to him. In Rwanda, when the Tutsis were killing the Hutus, or vice versa, the Hutus were killing the Tutsis, they said, lay down, it's of the Lord. I mean, Bob, I'm just sick of this bull. I can't handle it anymore.
I can't either, especially when you've been in the middle of it and you see all this violence and death. And I lived in Africa, and I was there when the communists, which were what they call the ANC, and the other groups that were in Rhodesia, because I spent most of my time in Rhodesia. And, you know, I used to carry an AR-15 and a 357 all the time.
You shouldn't do that. You should just lay down and take your wife and kids out and get them slaughtered, because that's what God wants. And you shouldn't even warn people about it. I mean, take this logical lay-down thing. Just let them rape us financially. Don't even try to protect your money. Don't ever do anything. Hell, why even eat food? The Lord wants you to lay down, to starve to death in a ditch. Sorry, Bob. Go ahead.
No, I agree.
Oh, God.
I mean, there's, you know, there's certain times you have to do things in life, and you are a human being, and you have free choice. So if you want to lay down, that's okay. We'll just walk around you. But I'm not going, and obviously you're not going to lay down. So
exactly.
That's the end of that.
Get you and your demonic spirit out of my way. Get out of our way! Sorry, Bob. I don't mean to get mad while you're on. I just...
That's okay. That's okay.
The
you
weakness
know,
in
if you
that
don't
guy's
let it
voice.
Out, you'll probably have a heart attack.
That guy's voice, that weakness, just drives me insane.
Well, you know, we all have a calling in life, and we all get a certain amount of tools to work with. And there are a lot of people who have a limited amount of tools, and so they go off in oblique directions.
I get
and,
hey,
that's
hey,
okay.
Let me tell that guy
I
something.
Understand that.
You better warn people about sodium fluoride and mercury in the vaccines. At least warn somebody about something and help somebody for once in your life. Instead of just jellyfishing around with limp wrists. I just can't help it. Sorry, Bob. Go ahead.
I had to take DPMS shots because I had so much mercury. Have you ever heard of those?
I think, yeah.
Yeah, I had them twice. And they put the needle in and it stays in there about 3 or 4 minutes while I pump that. I guess it's called sludge into your body to clear out your veins and get rid of the mercury. But I had to go through that twice, and I was told that I eat too much fish, and maybe that's so. But one of the reasons, too, was I used to do a lot of reloading, and not knowing and understanding at that time. I put the primers in my mouth, and I take them out one by one and, you know, and stick them in the cap. And I think maybe I get some mercury doing that as well.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what's in them. All right, let's go ahead and talk to Chris in Canada. Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, nobody.
Go ahead.
You there, Alex?
Yes, I am.
Okay, first of all, in regards to that last caller, I don't understand how they're killing us. It's right in front of you, and you just stand down because the Bible tells you to. That's ridiculous. Anyway, this is kind of off topic for today's show. But I reading my local paper yesterday, there was an article, and it said, the headline was, the United Nations denies water as a human right.
You're kidding.
Deny it as a human right.
Yeah, everywhere they're getting ready to tax the water, even in England where they have too much of it, everywhere they're doing it. This is only the beginning. Bob Chapman, your comments on that.
You're absolutely right, and there's been large international corporations who have been trying to take over water in every country. Bechtel is one of them, and there's a French company, I forget the name of it.
Artificial scarcity, they're bringing that in.
Yes, and what they do is they've, more often than not, they've gone into poorer countries, taken over the water system, not repaired it, raised the rates where it's taking, you know, 20% of the person's daily pay just to get water. And in some countries like Peru, they just threw them out. And
they try to have that's in the IMF documents. They even have paramilitary police that then guard major rivers and reservoirs, and then they have little environmental police that watch and see if you're putting buckets out to get rain. They take your water in rainforest, ladies and gentlemen, and have men in black uniforms trying to keep you from opening your mouth and having it go in. The bastards want to tax the water, the air, everything. And that jellyfish that called earlier probably thinks it's good.
Well, the way you handle that is eliminate the guys in the black uniforms.
Oh, no, you worship them and lick their boots. Anything else there, Chris?
Well, yeah, in regards to the taxing the air, they've already, in a way, I don't know about the States, but in Canada, in July, they did the carbon tax. And when you breathe, when you exhale, what do you exhale?
And you're going to have a carbon card, they admit this, that taxes you for breathing. And the jellyfish are going to love it, folks. They love it all. Cops love it. Roll your sleeves up. Give your children brainwasher, brain damage shots. Just do whatever you want. Fine. Just have it all. Just love it all. We'll be right back with Bob Chapman.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
I've only got 5 minutes with Bob Chapman, the internationalforecaster.com. Go there, get a free digital copy of it. There's a toll-free number on the site as well. We got Dr. Paul Craig Roberts coming up in about 10, 15 minutes. I want to have Patrick Butch Paul called in. He's on the network. And then I'm also going to get my uncle on. Just read a few Bible verses to that jellyfish. coming up for people that follow that, people that follow the preachers that tell them to lay down. That's FEMA paid off preacher talk. For Bob Chapman, Matt in Missouri, you're on the air, then Bob in Kentucky. Go ahead, Matt.
Hey, Alex, you're doing a great job. This is a little off topic also, but I had a story for you about black helicopters. I know you have some people.
It's FEMA, it's the Delta Force, it's the Night Stalkers out of Fort Campbell, Kentucky.
Right. I'm actually a disabled veteran, and I was stationed out in Virginia in 2000. And next to our hangar, we had a CIA hangar next to ours on the base. And, of course, I had a bunch of signs that said, you know, no pictures.
And they were just plane loads of narcotics coming in, huh?
And they had a lot of helicopters also that looked like they were civilian helicopters, but, you know, they were also theirs. But the thing I was going to tell you about is they had at least one, I don't know how many, but they had I believe they were Blackhawks, if my memory serves me correctly. But the crazy thing is, you know, usually when a helicopter lands, you know, they would land outside the hangar and then tow the helicopter in from there. Well, these things, they would fly directly into the hangar, and then they would shut the doors real fast, which is kind of strange, you know.
Little kids, yeah.
Right. But I just thought I'd share that with you.
That's what they do, pure demon evil, right out of the pit of living hell. Bob Chapman comments on that.
Well, we've seen this for many years, and now it's become more and more obvious as they announce some of their incursions of different branches of the military into cities. And people who listen to this program are quite well aware of it. Most of the public is not. And they're getting ready for civil unrest and how to round up people and so on and so forth.
And it's been declassified. They've got the helicopters in those hangars ready with knockout gas. So it could have been that. Could have been drug trafficking, little kids. You never know. Bob?
I think we're going to have to visit some armories.
No, I think we should just come outside when they fly over with nerve gas and say, "This is the Lord." Ah. I think that's because, you know, that's the American thing to do. That's what the founding fathers would have done. Anything else, Matt?
I think that's it, Alex.
Call me back some other day. Tell me more. We're just flat out of time here. Let's talk to Bo in Kentucky for Bob Chapman. Last caller for him. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Hey, Bob. I'm just a little person, and I just wanted to ask about copper. I can't afford gold and silver, you know, blah, blah. But copper is, you know, still around. Should I be saving it as opposed to recycling it when I come across them? You know, like rich people would be saving their gold?
No, I understand. Or like when they give you pennies back and some of them are actually copper. Bob?
Oh, those are the old ones. But
yeah, Bob?
Well, I think if you're a copper collector, I think you should sell it into the market because I think that those base metals are going to hold their own. They could go somewhat higher. It all depends on what events take place. But most of the base metals have come down in price. Copper had a high of 405. It's trading around 370. I think you should continue to cycle it into the market and take your profit and then perhaps move that over into gold and silver coins.
Yeah, take the money and run. Thank you so much, Bo. Everybody else, we'll get to you when Dr. Roberts is on with us. Thank you so much, Bob Chapman, for popping in with us today. Folks, check out his website, theinternationalforecaster.com. We'll see you, Bob.
Bye-bye.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to start the next hour, briefly get into the jellyfish activities of the FEMA-controlled churches. And because even if you're not a Christian and don't believe in any of this, the point is hundreds of millions of people do, and most of them crawl around their bellies in jelly like jellyfish. They don't have a bone in their body, and that's why we're in so much trouble.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Our beloved